Welcome to the 90 Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist. I'm here to get you where you want to go. I told a story, it may have been on a podcast, it could have been as much as a year ago, about a gentleman in Vail that I met that was an interesting guy, 93 years old, in amazing physical condition, mentally sharp, and had it all together. And so I met this guy in a hotel, it's a five-star hotel in Vail Village, and he walked downstairs and all of a sudden he had a crowd of people around him. And it turns out that he's the only full-time resident of the hotel. That's his primary address. And that's really where he spends the majority of his time. And as I started talking to him, he let me know he had a few different business interests. Not that he did every single day, but that were just there for him to keep him occupied. And it was of interest to him. And he also let me know that he skis his age in days every year. 93 years old. So I looked at this guy and I said, you are who I want to be when I grow up, right? He's got this great physical conditioning. He's got great mental conditioning. He's sharp. You'd have no idea he's in his 90s. And I think it brings a key point to light here. And that is that we all have to maintain our quality of life. It's an important thing. There's nothing worse than going through life being debilitated or not all there mentally. And there are some things that we know you can do to make a difference. And we talk about those things often. But this idea of staying active mentally and staying active physically are critically important. So you may not be at a point in your life where you're even thinking about retirement, but I would invite you to start to think about what you want your retirement to look like. What do you want to be doing every day and how do you want to be living your life? But focusing on the point that if you don't use your brain, it will atrophy, right? We see it happen to people that stop working and just do nothing all day. And sooner or later, their brain turns to mush. It's just the way things go. And if you don't exercise physically, if you don't do anything and move, your body's going to atrophy and that's going to lead to problems too. So if we know that both of these things happen, it's important for us to think about how we're going to ensure that it doesn't happen to us. How do we ensure that we're maintaining our quality of life, both mentally and physically. And it's staying active, right? We have to do it. You've got to use your brain or you know what's going to happen. And you've got to keep your body active or you know what's going to happen. So the key is making sure that you do that through retirement. And if you know that ahead of time, why not start putting a plan together now on how you're going to get there? And that plan could look like, you know, deciding on where you'd like to be. You know, maybe you want to be in a place like me. I love Colorado because I know when I'm out there, I will stay physically active because everything you do there is outside and everything involves, you know, movement and exercise. So this is a huge thing for me. And I also know that I never want to stop working. And I'm not saying I need a job to go to every day, but I want to stay mentally engaged. And I know I need to stay engaged in a business in one form or another. So I know going into my retirement what I want to focus on. And so I'm now setting my life up to move in that direction. And as I've said many times before, I bought my house out in Colorado, and that's the place that I plan to retire in, or at least certainly the area I plan to retire in. I know I've got my place in Florida, and if this were the place I retire in, that would be wonderful. And I'm just starting to think about what it is I want to do. And part of what I'm doing right now is building that for myself, is having something, an outlet that I do that's not my primary job, you know, and doing the podcast and doing the mastermind groups and supporting the book and doing all those things keep me mentally engaged. So I know that that's something I want to continue to do. Now, I don't know exactly what form that takes, but I know generally I want to continue to help people get where they want to go. And I want to do that as I acquire more wisdom, as I get older, and as I get into retirement, because I know in the end that that's something that'll help me stay mentally sharp. So I invite you to think about what those things are for you, and just to start to put a framework together for what you want to be doing in retirement. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull on the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But for today, I just want you to think about what your ideal retirement looks like. And then start to put a framework in place to start moving in that direction with your life. Start to set things up now.